Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves incentive scheme to boost low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Also clears over 10,600 crore rupee project to set up fertilizer plant in Assam's Namrup. Centre enhances allocations for growth of livestock sector and dairy development. Health Minister J.P. Nadda says government to open 10,000 more Jan Aushadhi outlets in the next 2 years. Government holds meeting with Punjab farmers in Chandigarh, next meeting to take place on 4th of May. And in Swiss Open Badminton Tournament, Kidambi Srikanth and three other Indian shuttlers enter pre-quarterfinals of singles event at Basel. And now the news in detail. The government today approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Briefing media on the cabinet decisions in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees.
1,500 crore rupees ki a scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge, up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi transaction ki cost nahi lagegi aur unko incentive diya jayega. Aur usme jo Reserve Bank of India ki jo standard definitions hai, wo sari ki sari applicable hogi.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited at Namrup in Assam. He said the estimated total project cost is 10,601 crore rupees with a debt equity ratio of 70:30 through a joint venture.
Namrup 4 fertilizer plant ke naam se ye naya project hai. और इस प्रोजेक्ट में एक जॉइंट वेंचर बनेगा जो कि गवर्नमेंट ऑफ असम BVFCL HURL NFL और ऑयल इंडिया लिमिटेड इन सब का एक जॉइंट वेंचर बनके 10,600 करोड़ रुपीस के टोटल इन्वेस्टमेंट से इस प्रोजेक्ट में यूरिया की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग होगी इस प्रोजेक्ट से एक सिग्निफिकेंट चेंज आएगा नॉर्थ ईस्ट में यूरिया की अवेलेबिलिटी के लिए
The minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of a six-lane access-controlled greenfield national highway to connect JNPA port to Chowk in Maharashtra. The centre also gave nod to the revised Rashtriya Gokul mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. Mr. Vaishnav said the implementation of revised Rashtriya Gokul mission as central sector component of development programme scheme is being done with an additional outlay of 1,000 crore rupees. That is total outlay of 3,400 crore rupees during the 15th Finance Commission cycle from 2021-22 to 2025-26.
Rashtriya Gokul Mission 3,400 crore ka isme basically kaise hum milk production ki productivity badhaye uske upar kaam kiya gaya hai isme artificial insemination aur in vitro fertilization in dono pe kaam karna hai insemination ke pure infrastructure ko pure network ko kaise badhana us pe bahut bada zor diya jayega jisse ki kisano ko apne gaon mein hi ya gaon ke aas paas hi jitni ho sake suvidhaen mil sake
The cabinet also approved the revised national program for dairy development The revised national program for dairy development a central sector scheme has been enhanced with an additional 1000 crore rupees bringing the total budget to 2790 crore rupees for the period of the 15th Finance Commission cycle 2021-22 to 2025-26. Health Minister J.P. Nadda today said there are 15,000 Jan Aushadhi outlets that are currently operational. He said the government has decided to open 10,000 more such outlets in the next 2 years. The minister was replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on the working of the Health and Family Welfare Ministry.
जन औषधि में अभी हमारे पास 15,000 आउटलेट्स हैं इस साल हम 5,000 करेंगे अगले साल हम 5,000 करेंगे अभी तक 6,800 करोड़ रुपए का सेल हो चुका है जिसमें से पेशेंट को सेविंग जो हुई है वो 30,000 करोड़ की हुई है
Mr. Nadda highlighted that the health policy introduced in 2017 is a comprehensive framework encompassing palliative, curative, rehabilitative, and preventive approaches, unlike previous health policies, which focused solely on curative measures. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took exception to TMC MP Saket Gokhale for raking up the issue of CBI during the discussion in Rajya Sabha on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs. While initiating the discussion, Mr. Gokhale brought up the subject of the CBI, leading to protest from the Treasury bench members. Countering Mr. Gokhale's statements in the House, the Home Minister said that the CBI does not fall under the Home Ministry and the TMC member should confine his speech only to the working of the Home Ministry. Mr. Shah added that the CBI cases to which Mr. Gokhale is referring are related to poll violence in West Bengal. He said that the West Bengal government has not set up any special CBI court yet, due to which the cases are pending.
CBI और बाकी सारी एजेंसियों के नाम जो वो बोलना चाहते होंगे एक भी गृह विभाग में नहीं उनको सिर्फ गृह विभाग की बारे में चर्चा करना चाहिए मेरा एक टेक्निकल ऑब्जेक्शन नंबर ऑफ केस जो वो सीबीआई के कह रहे हैं वो माननीय सुप्रीम कोर्ट के और माननीय हाई कोर्ट के ऑर्डर से चुनावी हिंसा के लिए रजिस्टर किए गए केस है एक भी सीबीआई स्पेशल कोर्ट आज बंगाल में नहीं है
Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, demanded that Mr. Gokhale should withdraw his remarks made against the BJP. Participating in the discussion, BJP Sudhanshu Trivedi spoke about the decisive actions taken against terrorism after Prime Minister Narendra Modi came to power. Later, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar asked Mr. Trivedi to continue his speech tomorrow and adjourn the House for the day. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Jal Shakti for 2025-26. Initiating the discussion in the House, Jagdambika Pal of BJP said, the Narendra Modi government has provided a budget of over 99,500 crore rupees to the Jal Shakti Ministry for the year 2025-26. He said the allocation is 93% more than the last year's budgetary provision of 51,558 crore rupees. Several other members, including T.R. Balu of DMK, Rahul Kaswan of Congress, Virendra Singh of Samajwadi Party, Lovely Anand of JDU and Basavaraj Bommai of BJP, also participated in the debate. Later, the Lok Sabha adjourned for the day. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said the government is cognizant of the risks posed by online gaming and potential harms like addiction. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, the minister informed that the policies of the centre are aimed at ensuring an open, safe, trusted and accountable internet for its users. India plans to establish its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035 and to land an Indian astronaut on the moon by 2040. Union Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh, stated this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today.
भारत की योजना है कि हमारा एक अपना अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन हो जिसका हम नाम भारत अंतरिक्ष स्टेशन रखें और यदि सब कुछ योजना अनुसार चलता रहा तो सन 2040 को एक भारतीय मूल का व्यक्ति चांद पर उतारने की भी योजना है
On return of NASA astronaut Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore to Earth, the minister said it is a moment of glory, pride and relief that they came back to Earth safely. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore returned to Earth earlier this morning aboard Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 9 months in space. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. With this, the astronauts concluded their trip with SpaceX's Crew 9 along with NASA's Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore have been taken to the Johnson Space Center at Houston in Texas in U.S. for a checkup by medical experts, followed by a 45-day rehabilitation program to help them adapt to Earth's gravity. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the entire team of the U.S. space agency NASA, who worked for the safe return of the Crew 9 mission to Earth. Residents of astronaut Sunita Williams' ancestral village, Jhulasa, in Gujarat's Mehsana district, and her extended family also burst into celebrations on her return. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel also extended heartfelt wishes to the daughter of the state and the pride of the nation, Sunita Williams. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted that AI is disrupting the world, creating new opportunities as well as new challenges in many sectors, including journalism. The president said this while presenting the 19th Ramnath Goenka Excellence in Journalism Awards in New Delhi. She stressed on the urgent need to sensitize all citizens about the hazard of deep fakes and other misuses of artificial intelligence. The fresh round of talks between farmers from Punjab and delegations of central and state governments concluded on a positive note in Chandigarh today. The next meeting will be held on the 4th of May. Addressing media after the talks, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reiterated that the farmers' interest is paramount for the government and it is continuing to make regular policy interventions to address issues for their welfare across the country.
बहुत सद्भावपूर्ण वातावरण में उद्देश्यपूर्ण और सकारात्मक चर्चा हुई है चर्चा जारी रहेगी अगली बैठक 4 मई को होगी
Mr. Chauhan was accompanied by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Cuba's Deputy Prime Minister Dr. Eduardo Martinez Diaz on the sidelines of the Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed development cooperation, especially in health and traditional medicine. Dr. Jaishankar also met with his counterparts from Georgia, Maka Bochorishvili, and Norway, Espen Barthid. The External Affairs Ministry today expressed concern over the situation in Gaza and called for the release of all hostages. In a statement, the ministry also urged for supply of humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza be sustained. According to Palestinian health authorities, run by armed group Hamas, over 400 people have been killed in Israel strikes, leading to the collapse of a two-month-long ceasefire. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted searches at 12 locations across Jammu. The searches were conducted at the homes of overground workers or OGWs linked to newly formed offshoots and affiliates of banned terrorist organizations like Lashkar-e-Tayyaba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. During the operation, the agency seized several incriminatory material linking the terrorists with OGWs. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has promised strict action against those responsible for the recent violence in Nagpur. Addressing the State Assembly, Mr. Fadnavis, who also holds the home portfolio, stated that investigations are ongoing and no conclusions have been drawn yet. However, he hinted that the incidents appeared to be premeditated to incite unrest. On to sports now. In Swiss Open badminton tournament, several Indian shuttlers, including Kidambi Srikanth, Isha Rani Barua and Anupama Upadhyay, have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of singles events at Basel. In men's singles, India's Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the pre-quarterfinals, defeating compatriot H.S. Pranoy, while Sankar Subramanian overpowered Magnus Johansson of Denmark in the opening matches this evening. In women's singles, Isha Rani Barua and Anupama Upadhyay also entered the pre-quarterfinals after registering victories in the first round matches. Later tonight, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will face Denmark's Julie Dervoll Jacobsen, while compatriot Malvika Bansol will take on Canada's Michelle Lee in the first round matches. Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also entered the pre-quarterfinals. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, India once again asserted their dominance in the tournament as the women's team defeated Poland in their second Group D match at Coventry in England this afternoon. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves incentive scheme to boost low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Also clears over 10,600 crore rupee project to set up fertilizer plant in Assam's Namrup. Center enhances allocations for growth of livestock sector and dairy development. Health Minister J.P. Nadda says government to open 10,000 more Jan Aushadhi outlets in next 2 years. Government holds meeting with Punjab farmers in Chandigarh, next meeting to take place on 4th of May. And in Swiss Open badminton tournament, Kidambi Srikanth and three other Indian shuttlers enter pre-quarterfinals of singles event at Basel. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.